you. The choice that you make makes a difference whether or not you end up in life with all of its blessings or in death with all of its cursings. Listen at the last part of this. It says that both thou and thy seed may live. That both thou and thy seed may live. I think I need to throw something else out to you. Your choice doesn't always just affect you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Robert Guillaume. More than 100 years before Malcolm X, Angela Davis, or any of the other black militants of modern times were exhorting black power ideology, another bold, proud, radically outspoken black American was already at work stirring up the racial consciousness of this country. His name was Frederick Douglass, and I'll tell you a few interesting facts about this remarkable black giant after this.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. Will this be another year of misery for me? See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
Robert Guillaume for Black History Notes. Frederick Douglass, perhaps the most fiery, outspoken anti-slavery advocate of pre-Civil War America and one of the greatest men of the 19th century, regardless of color, was born a slave in Maryland in 1817. 21 years later, he escaped by borrowing a sailor suit, jumping aboard a northbound train, and bluffing his way to New York. Before long, he was sent on speaking tours by white abolitionists throughout the North and even to England and Ireland to talk against slavery. He frightened conservative free blacks and well-meaning white liberals with his extremely militant preachings. He urged Negroes to be proud of their blackness and encouraged them to snatch power. It's easy to see why Douglass came to be regarded by many whites and blacks alike to be a truly dangerous man. He published a newspaper, the North Star, in Rochester, New York in 1845, through which he relentlessly fought slavery. During the Civil War, Douglass even advised President Lincoln on the role of the Negro in war. Frederick Douglass, a powerful, eloquent, uncompromising black spokesman for his race. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Robert Guillaume, and thank you for listening.
think of what you've done for me. Sometimes
I don't know what to say.
Cause Lord, you take my breath away.
If I was a writer, I wouldn't be able to put the words together. If I was a painter,
I wouldn't be able
to paint the picture. You love me,
way that you love me,
the way that you care.
Ceaseless.
You never leave me lonely. You've always been there.
Ceaseless.
When I think of what you've done for me,
Ceaseless.
Oh, sometimes
I don't know what to say.
Can't you take my breath away?
My victory was won, Lord.